Hurry up, human. It's been 3 days. Did I do it wrong? Is your body rejecting the change? Or maybe you're just pretending so I think you've died and I'll unchain you, Have you awakened, my human? Oh, I suppose I can't call you that anymore, Not now. What will I call you then? My vampire? A pet name for a vampire underling. Let's see. My vampling? No, that won't do. I know. We can keep this very simple. You'll be my pet. Do you like it, pet? I know I changed you to be my partner and all, but let's face it, you're too stubborn to accept that fate yet, aren't you, my pet? How does it feel? All chained up and nowhere to go. You're probably wondering where your shirt went. No matter. And don't bother yelling. Look out the window. That's right. We're not in the city anymore, pet. Welcome to the countryside. Yes, I had to move you. Your parents were quite upset you'd disappeared, and there were just too many police involved for me to stay around. Annoying, am I right? Oh, of course you can go see your lovely parents. You can go hug them and tell them, Mommy, Daddy, a strangely pretty vampire turned me into a vampire. And they'll just hug you and accept you for the blood-sucking beast you are. Then you can go back to living your cute little life. Are you an idiot? You probably can't feel it right now. But let me tell you how it would go. You'd take one look at your parents, smell the hot blood coursing through their veins, and just like that, you'd have no parents because you'd be fangs deep in their pretty little human necks. A young vampire like you, my pet, has no control. You might feel like you do now, but wait until you get the first whiff of a warm-blooded creature, especially a human. You'll understand. You might as well just sit tight and stay where you are. Oh, wait. You don't have a choice in the matter. Oh, no. How's the body, My blood in your veins can burn for a while. Some say it feels like a fire running through your entire body. What's this? You're asking about my transformation? I would consider it a cold fire that ran through my body, though that's the best description I can provide of it. Let's not talk about my transformation. We can discuss that at a different time. If you never want to talk about it, that's all right with me as well. Regardless, are you feeling improved? Cooperative yet, pet? I see. I'm pleased to hear it's no longer painful for you. Then again, you did rest for 3 days. How lazy of you. Very slow. Most vampires wake up within the first 24 to 48 hours, but not you, no. You took your sweet time making me wait on you. I almost thought I had messed up the process. Perhaps I'd taken too much of your blood or not given you enough of mine. Or perhaps your body was rejecting the process. Yes, it's rare. But the resistance of a human and their will is a powerful thing. Some humans fight the change so strongly, even in their unconscious state. Their energy can fight off the transformation, and keep the venom of a vampire's blood at bay. No, it doesn't save them. They merely get to retain their humanity as they pass on to the next world, whatever that may be. I was worried you were doing just that. At one point, you became very cold, even for a vampire, and your breathing was strange. I thought your stubborn spirit was not accepting the change. After all, I didn't really give you much of an option now, did I? Your Hamon wasn't good enough? Don't play with me, pet. I've lived 3 of your lifetimes, and I'm the one in charge here. There is nothing like that. What are you on about? Ugh. A reference to a show? Please. No more. I don't spend my time on such things when there's so much I could be doing. Missing out? How could I possibly be missing out? Why watch fictional things when you could be doing real things? Although, I may have a change of mind if you were to convince me. No, I don't know. You, me, a plush large sofa and a TV. Perhaps a reenactment of me tackling and straddling you. You're cute when you blush, my pet. Oh, you didn't think vampires could blush? Is that another thing you read or saw in a movie? Yes, we can blush. It just doesn't turn the normal red or pink like humans do. Your adorable little cheeks darken to the ashen color when you're embarrassed or flustered, perhaps. You're doing it again. You know, you do look different now. Would you like to see your striking new body? Your muscles have become more prominent, your color more pale, and your eyes so much more sharp. I think you will like what you see. Oh, and don't even mention mirrors and pictures to me. I'm not going to discuss how idiotic that myth sounds to me. I'd show you my Instagram, but it's private for a reason, unless you want to see that side of me. Relax. God, I love teasing you. It's private because I don't like strangers in my business. Plus, some pics have my fangs in view. And while it would be easy enough to play it off as that being my fantasy hobby, I'd rather just not deal with the chance. Let me bring you a mirror. Nice. Now you'll understand why I took your shirt. Look, let me start with your arms. These arms? Look at your skin. Look at the color. Flex your bicep and let me feel it. Can you tell the difference? Can you feel the strength in you now? Let's see those abs of yours. Look in the mirror. Look how prominent these are now compared to your human form. Yes, my pet, you will make a fine partner. Yes. I do intend you to be my partner in that sense. Perhaps not yet. We do need to get to know each other a bit better first, but that shouldn't stop me from having a bit of fun. You're blushing again, pet. Let me just... Your skin tastes delicious. But enough of that. Let's get on to the fun part, shall we? I'm sure you're just dying to find out your new power, We should probably go outside for this, just in case. It's fine if you have some power like myself, but if you suddenly catch fire, or a tree grows under your feet, it'll be problematic at the very least inside of the house. Plus, I'm sure you're ready to be out of those shackles, but I don't know. I just don't know if I trust you enough, my pet. How can I be sure you won't take the opportunity to run away and accidentally kill any humans you run into? All in your selfish desire to get away from me, We just couldn't have that now, could we, pet? Let me think, Oh, wait. I forgot. It doesn't matter if you're shackled or not because you're my underling. My vampire blood made you into what you are. Oh, sweet pet, I'm your master now. You can't disobey me. The shackles? I just wanted to see you all tied up. These chains look good on you. Come, let's go find out what powers you have in store. All right. This field is far enough away from everyone to keep things under control if your power is dangerous. With no one else around for miles and not a cow in sight, I think you're free to unleash whatever you have. I'm just going to stand over there. Are you ready? Then go. Well, just concentrate. Focus your energy. Hello? Sorry. I didn't mean to break your concentration. But you're doing it wrong. It's taking you much too long. All you need to do is focus on your center. Feel the energy spread out into your fingertips and move. If you feel your entire body wanting to move, go with it. It's how the process... Hey, don't do it until I get back! Ah! Wake up. Wake up, my pet. That was... impressive. I certainly wasn't expecting you to spontaneously combust like that. No. Calm down. Your body is fine. It was as though you exploded with energy before collapsing to the ground. It must have taken a lot out of you. What? Why do you look down? Are you just tired? Or were you hoping to have something more practical, like firebending? Yes, I'm aware of that show. Now, I haven't watched it, but I'm not entirely blind to pop culture. Maybe you and I can make it on our list of things to do together, For now, I think you should just rest. Just calm yourself and take a breather.